Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. The story is told of a witness who was being cross-examined, and the lawyer asked him, "How far can you see?" To which the witness responded, "They say that the sun is 93 million miles away, and I can see the sun." Now, obviously, the correct question should have been, "How far can you see clearly?" The Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the bottom of Amud Aleph to the top of Amud Beis, discusses why Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be considered a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara suggests perhaps it's because there are these natural barriers that surround it. The Gemara asks if that's true, then Bavel as well shouldn't be considered a Rishus HaRabim. And not only that, the entire world, all of the land, all of the continents are surrounded by water, and the ocean should be able to create that all the continents are considered Rosh. Now the Gemara is asking that as a rhetorical question. The Gemara doesn't really explain, elaborate, why is that true? Why don't we say, in fact, that the entire world is considered Rosh Hashayachid because of the barriers? So there are two basic approaches in the Rishonim Tosfos. Tosfos Tiberet Maskil Dilma is quoted in the Bira Halacha in Simen Shimon Vav. Says that since it's natural barriers, such a large area can't be considered a Rishus HaYachid. If it would be smaller, perhaps it would be able to be a Rishus HaYachid, but such a large area wouldn't be able to be considered Rishus HaYachid using natural barriers. But there's another approach by the Ritva, which he says it's not determined whether it's a natural barrier or a man-made barrier, but the size is just too big. The area in which this Erev is trying to encompass, obviously encompassing the entire world, the entire continent, cannot turn the continent into Rosh Hashayachid. It's too large an area. However, it's not clear exactly how large that area is, but there is a certain guideline which the Ritva suggests that it has to be visible to people standing within the Erev. They have to be able to see the Erev. But as we started off, what does that mean to be able to see it? You could see very far. You can see the sun's 93 million miles away. If you stand on the top of any skyscraper, you can see very far into the distance. Would that satisfy the requirement of the Ritva that it has to be visible? But if you look, there's another word. It's not just to be visible, but it has to be nikarim. It has to be identifiable. It has to be clear. But we're still left in the dark. How far away can someone see clearly? So this is addressed by the poskim, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this in our Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lametes, which he's discussing actually the Erev around Manhattan. And one of the suggestions that perhaps there will be a problem is the area that the Erev is trying to encompass is too large. To which Rav Moshe says it wouldn't be a problem. Because regardless, either if you're going to use man-made mechitzos, it wouldn't be a problem. And even if we're going to assume, like the opinion of the Ritva, that the determination of whether it's a kosher Erev is whether it's visible, whether it's recognizable, Rav Moshe references a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalid, which the Gemara seems to say that a person can see for 16 mil. 16 mil is roughly 10 miles, depending on which opinion, how to measure the size of an amma, the size of a mil. But roughly 10 miles, someone would be able to see clearly, and that would be 10 miles in every direction. And therefore, as long as you have 10 miles in each direction from the middle of where the Erev is trying to encompass, then it wouldn't be a problem making such a large citywide Erev.